Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to The Corn Maze, another guided sleep meditation brought to you by Tracks to Relax. This guided meditation is designed to help you relax completely. Therefore, never listen to this audio session while driving or doing anything that requires your attention. So let's begin this meditation as we usually do, by making sure that you are nice and comfortable in a place where you can enjoy a wonderful sleep. And when you're ready to begin to relax, just close your eyes and listen to my voice as I begin to help you visualize, imagine, or become aware that right now you're standing in front of a store somewhere out in the country. And this store is located on a large farm. In the store, they sell all the things they grow, and you can see all the fruit and vegetables on display out front. And inside, there are many varieties of jams and jellies as well. The trees around the store are well into their seasonal color change, and the leaves appear red, orange, and yellow, with many of them on the ground. You've come to this farm today to do something special, because this farm has one of the very best corn mazes anywhere. It's always fun in the autumn to do things outdoors, and today, the corn maze is your challenge. So imagine yourself in this place and notice everything that you can see, hear, and feel in a place like this. Perhaps the air is a little bit crisp, and maybe the sun is shining. Perhaps there are a few clouds in the sky above. As you look around, notice everything. You see a sign that reads, "Complimentary Hot Apple Cider," and another one that reads, "Hot Chocolate," and a third sign that reads, "Tea and Coffee." You make your way over and order the free drink of your choice. The cup feels warm in your hand, and you may even notice small wafts of steam coming off the liquid within your cup. You add anything that you need to the drink to make it perfect for you, and then you begin to go inside, where you can purchase a ticket for the corn maze. You pay the delightful person behind the counter, and then begin to walk down the path towards the entrance of the corn maze some distance away. The entrance to the maze is marked with a large sign that simply reads, "Corn Maze." There is also a map of the maze for you to look at. So you get close to the map and study it for a bit. You see the entrance marked with a You Are Here sticker. And on the other side of the maze, you see the exit marked as well. There's also a sign attached to the map that reads, Corn Maze Challenge. Hidden in this maze are 7 baskets that contain 7 different colored pebbles. Your challenge is to find all 7 pebbles and bring them to the exit of the maze. In between the 2 points of entrance and exit lies the huge cornfield, which is filled with winding and turning paths that have been carved into it. The overall shape of the maze is something that you've seen before, but the complexity of the maze is quite impressive. This could take a while, but you have lots of time. So before you start, you continue sipping your warm drink and finish it. There's a garbage container right there that you can put your cup into. And then you enter the maze and begin to wander along its path, making decisions along the way to turn left or right as you go deeper into the maze. The paths of the maze have been covered with hay to make them easy to walk. And although you could cut across the maze if you really needed to, it wouldn't be easy as the corn stalks are very dense and close together. So you resolve to stay on the path and explore the maze to find the 7 pebbles you need. You continue to walk through the maze, following a long straight path to the end, and then deciding to turn left. You walk a short distance and then turn right, then left again, only to hit a dead end. You turn around and backtrack, and then make different turns as you try again. The gentle breeze that blows over the cornfield makes the tops of the corn stalks sway slightly. And you think to yourself how wonderful this is as you walk along, extending your arms and hands and letting the corn stalks on each side of the path glide off the ends of your fingertips. You continue to explore the maze, walking and making decisions of which ways to go. As you turn down another pathway, you see a small chipmunk sitting in the center of the path. It scurries towards you and sits down in front of you, looking at you. The chipmunk brings its little hands to its face and wipes it as it looks up at you expectantly. Suddenly, you remember you brought something healthy to snack on that's in your pocket. You reach into your pocket and pull out your snack and decide to offer some to the chipmunk. You crouch down and hold out your hand with the offering. And the chipmunk comes closer until it's right in front of your hand. It reaches out and ever so gently takes what you are offering and then promptly shoves it into his mouth along with what appears to be a few other people's offerings too. Then the chipmunk turns and disappears into the maze of corn stalks, and you continue to explore. It isn't long until you turn a corner in the maze and find a basket at the end of the path, sitting on a small table. The basket is filled with bright red colored pebbles, and there's a sign that reads, "Take one of these pebbles, hold it tightly in your hand. Doing so will make you feel strong and grounded as you search the maze for the other pebbles." So you take a red pebble and you squeeze it tightly in your hand as you continue to explore. You turn and go back the way you came and continue to make decisions about all the different ways to go. Left. Right. Right. Left. Left. You continue to make your way through the maze. Once again, you turn down a path in the maze and discover another basket. This basket is filled with small pebbles that are bright orange in color. And the sign here reads that you should hold this pebble in your hand and think of the abundance around you and our ability to create abundance through growing crops for our food and all that we harvest from the seeds we sow in life. Holding this pebble tightly in your hand can help you to feel rejuvenated and energized, so that tomorrow, when you awaken in the morning, you'll be filled with energy and optimism. So you reach into the basket and take out one of the orange pebbles and squeeze it in your hand with the red one, feeling the gratitude for the abundance in your life, for fresh water, for fresh air to breathe, and even for the planet we are on. Then you turn and continue working your way through the maze. After some time of wandering through different paths in the maze, you come to another basket that contains yellow pebbles. And in this location, there is also a bench that you can sit on and rest too. But first, you read the sign. It explains the yellow stones. The sign reads, "The yellow stones in this basket will help you to feel calm and relaxed and find balance between your material needs and your spiritual needs. Frustration and aggravation fade away when this stone is held tightly in the hand." So you reach into the basket and you remove a single yellow pebble. You sit on the bench and relax, squeezing the corn-colored pebble in your hand with the others. You feel the sunshine on your face and a wave of warm, comforting relaxation that flows through you, all the way from the top of your head down to your toes. And you feel calm. after a few moments of relaxing here on the bench, you decide it's time to continue your journey. So you get up and continue exploring the corn maze, wondering what color pebble you'll find next. After some time of winding your way through this huge maze, you finally find a path that has another basket of pebbles. The basket sits atop a small table, and there is a sign here that explains the purpose of the green pebbles within it. The sign reads, "These pebbles are a symbol of love and acceptance. When you hold one of these green stones in your hand, your heart will open and you will give and receive love without conditions." You pick up one of the green pebbles and you take it in your hand. And then you notice that beside the basket is what appears to be a photo album. It's labeled Moments of Magic. You open the album and are surprised to see that it is filled with photographs of you and the people you love, sharing wonderful moments from the past. You take some time to flip through each page of the album and look at each photograph within it, remembering and feeling the love that you have shared in your life with the most important people that have been part of it. And you wonder how this is possible. This is clearly a magical corn maze. After some time, you close the album, and just before you decide to continue your amazing journey, you open the album one more time to find that all the pictures are now blank. You squeeze the green pebble, remembering the photos, and continue your journey through the maze in search of the next basket. As you continue, you may even notice that the sound of songbirds begins to fill the air. And you know that something very magical is about to happen. You turn right, turn left, right, right. Wondering what will happen next, you walk a little faster. And then, as you turn the corner, you see it. About 50 feet ahead, another basket on a small table, waiting for you. As you approach the basket, you notice that the smell of lavender is in the air here, and you relax even more. This basket is filled with turquoise pebbles, and the sign reads, "Breathe in the clean air that surrounds you." When you hold one of these turquoise pebbles in your hand and squeeze it, you'll discover how any fear within you of being judged by others begins to fade away. You'll become instantly in tune with your inner voice, and your inner voice will become filled with self-support rather than self-doubt. And you'll feel wonderful. You take a turquoise pebble into your hand, and then you look down beside the basket and notice a bag of bird seed sitting there. You reach into the bag and grab a handful of seed. Then you step back and hold your hand in the air. And then something wonderful happens. Chickadees begin to swoop down from the air and land on your hand to eat the seeds. One after another, they land and eat until all the seed is gone. And now it's time to continue your way through the maze. So you set off once again, taking all the pebbles you've collected with you. There's a lot more maze to get through. You walk back the way you came, and then begin making decisions of which ways to turn. Right. Right. Left. Right. Searching, exploring, and feeling wonderful. After some time, you once again turn a corner and see another basket off in the distance. As you approach it, for some strange reason, you begin to think of all the things in your life that you are grateful for. This basket is filled with indigo-colored pebbles, and the sign reads that holding one of these pebbles in your hand will help you connect more deeply with the universe and attract more of the things in your life that you are grateful for. So you pick up one of the pebbles and put it in your hand with the others, and you continue to think about everything in your life that you are grateful for. Perhaps even noticing that the smell of jasmine now fills the air. As you stand there, you close your eyes, feeling the sun shine down upon you, and allowing yourself to feel worthy of all the things you desire. You imagine how the universe is shifting right at this moment in response to your thoughts and beginning to attract more of the things you desire into your life. Feel it all flowing to you. As you breathe in the jasmine-filled air around you, the only one that can ever make you feel unworthy of anything is you. So it's nice to just stop here for a moment and let any sense of unworthiness go. let it all go. And feel the space that is left. Fill up with the knowledge that you deserve to have all your wishes and dreams come true. You open your eyes and take a nice deep breath in. And as you exhale it, you continue your journey through the maze. Finding the last basket of pebbles takes some time. You wander through the maze, but it's all beginning to look the same. Then you begin to hear something. It sounds like some sort of gentle hum. You begin to follow the paths through the maze that lead you towards it. The hum grows a little louder, and then you turn the next corner and see the last basket that is filled with violet pebbles. The sign reads, "Congratulations, you have found the basket of violet pebbles." Holding one of these pebbles in your hand can be a powerful experience for people like you. When combined with all the other pebbles you've collected in your hand, people begin to feel at one with the universe around them, and a sense of balance and euphoria is often experienced. You reach down and take one of the violet pebbles into your hand. Suddenly, a feeling of comfort and warmth, beginning at your toes, begins to flow into your feet, your ankles, up into your calves and shins, into your knees, and upward into your upper legs, then continuing to fill your entire body with a sense of calm euphoria. For this moment right now, everything in your life seems good. You feel your physical self, but at the same time, you are somehow aware that you are much more than you think you are. That's right. No matter what you think you are much, much more. And you just allow yourself to be you. Knowing somehow that the universe accepts you just the way you are. And you can too. And for a moment, you imagine what the world would be like if everyone just accepted everyone without judgment. Accepting that everyone is actually doing the best they can, and that we all just want to be accepted. Imagine all the things you could achieve when you get out of your own way and begin to love yourself more than ever before. Now, you can. The time has come to continue your journey through the maze. So you continue to walk, but you feel lighter and somehow unburdened. There is something airy and lovely about how you feel right now. And you're so glad that you visited this place, and that you can come back whenever you wish and experience it all again and again, feeling more and more wonderful when you do. After some time, you finally find the exit to the maze. You did it. You completed the corn maze and found all the pebbles that you were looking for along the way. And as you stand at the exit, holding all those pebbles in your hand, you notice that there are dozens of people here in front of you. They are all smiling and wishing you well. Somehow, you feel connected to them in some way. And as you begin to wonder who they are and why they're here, they all hold out one of their hands towards you. And as their hands open, you see that they too have 7 pebbles in their hand. A red pebble, an orange pebble, a yellow pebble, a green pebble, a turquoise pebble, an indigo pebble, and a violet pebble. Then you realize that they have also just come from the corn maze, and that these people are all listeners, just like you. Listeners that you have helped by helping us to create these guided meditations. As they close their hands, you smile and relax much, much more deeply, and stand with them, and you wait for the next person to appear from the maze. As you drift off into a wonderful sleep, if you haven't already. That's right. Sleep now. Sleep now. Sleep now.